Well, Liam O'Neill coming this week. Dean, it can never be easy to prize a player from the Premier League, surely.
No, it's a great signing for us, and there was 8 clubs wanted him, and we managed to fend them all off, and he signed for us, so I'm really pleased.
And how do you anticipate using him, because he's so versatile?
Well, he can play anywhere in midfield, and you know, at the push he can play fullbacks, but he's a midfield player, and he's strong, you know, tenacious, and can play. Good footballer, and he wants to win, and he can cover the ground as well. So he's the type of player that will do us good for the future. You know, we've just brought a few players on and sold them, and I've said to him, you know, that obviously we're Chesterfield, and there comes a point where you're doing that well that teams come in and take you off us, and you get back to the Premiership. So I think he thinks this is the best environment to help him back to where he wants to be in the Premiership, like all players should want to be there.
Is he a bit of insurance in case the phone rings with Sammy Morsi this weekend?
No, I asked him about. I asked Tony Pulis about him maybe a month ago. So I've been trying to get him anyway. We're trying to get him on loan. And we were going to take him on loan, but then we had the chance to just take him on a permanent deal, and we have done.
Has the phone been ringing about Sam Morsi?
We've had no offers for Sam. We had offers earlier in the. You know, obviously a month ago, something like that, we had offers, but they were nowhere near what his value was, nowhere near. So, I mean, people can ring up and offer £1,000 for a player. It's not an offer, is it? So, the offers are nowhere near what we thought, and we've had none since.
And he's having a great time playing in what from your point of view, is several great team performances.
Yeah, and I've tried to, you know, let him go forward a bit more and get some goals, and he has done. I always thought he could get goals for us, and you know, he's a bit like been restricted, obviously playing in that position. Sometimes when both the fullbacks join in, the two midfield players don't really venture too far forward. They just do a defensive job and let the rest get on with it. But he's been doing that job. But I thought you know, he's better than that, and he can help us up in front of their goal a lot more. And he listens, and he's doing it. So. He's playing really well at the minute, and if he carries on the way he's going, we're going to have a job holding on to him.
And you mentioned about the defence there, of course, clean sheet last weekend. First one of the season, always great to put in the bank.
Yeah, great. They had chances. Mind you, the goalkeeper's made some great saves. Tommy's, you know, he's worth 12, 15 points to us, and that's how we judge goalkeepers. He's got us, probably their keeper's played well, obviously, but he's made 3 or 4 great saves there Saturday, and we've stopped Rochdale getting 2 points. We've got a point each. I thought it was a fair result. But when you play against these teams at the top, it's important you don't lose to them. And really, we've got to take points off them. So I said to the lads, you know, it's all right running all over the teams at the bottom like we did last year. We didn't get many points off the teams in the top six. Not many at all. So that's got to change. We have to have a different approach to these games. And Saturday, I was obviously at 0-0. There's lots of things you think about what you can do to win, and but you can also, you know, lose it the other way. So you have to be careful what you do in them situations, and you're relying on a striker pulling one out of the bag for you. And I brought Armand on for Sylvain and Bolly on, and Bolly got to the byline right in the last kick of the game, and I thought, goal. And it went in the side netting, but on another day that's a goal and we win 1-0.
Well, the biggest disappointment last weekend was the thwack in the face that Lee Novak took. How's he?
He's been in a bit of pain, but we'll leave it as late as possible, and hopefully he'll be all right Saturday.
So he's definitely travelling down to Millwall.
Well, we're assessing him every day. I'll phone him up in the morning, see how he is. We'll train tomorrow, and then leave after training for Millwall, stay overnight. But I'll leave Lee as late as possible. He'll be with us tomorrow. And I'll make a decision probably Saturday morning.
Manny back after a suspension. Everybody else okay?
Yeah, everybody's fit. Credit to the staff. We've still got everyone on the pitch, and just makes it a bit more difficult for the other lads to get a game. Hmm. And you know, maybe I might be loaning a few of the younger players out to get them some football, because they've done all this training pre-season, and then when there's not many games at the end of it, it's a bit disheartening for them. So some of them need to get out and play and get some regular football so they don't lose the sharpness.
Although, of course, the Reserve League starts in a week or two's time, doesn't it? On September the 8th, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, and we'll be trying to win that league as well.
Millwall, I'm sure you've come across Neil Harris, the manager in your playing career, a real great character, isn't he?
Yeah, we tried. You know, that was his, if you asked him what his strength was, he worked his socks off and tried, and he'll have his team doing that. So that's what we can expect, and that's the bare minimum from us. We have to. There's no reason why any team should outwork us. We're fit, as fit as any team in the league now, and the players can match anyone toe for toe, fitness wise and work wise, and then hopefully the skill shines through.
And of course, the job he's had to do is probably similar to that you had to do at Doncaster, having come out of the Championship, get rid of some of the higher paid players. But he's still got some good guys on the payroll. Morrison, I'm sure, was involved at Wales when you were there.
Yeah, it's like what you need in that situation is hit the ground running, because you need some lucky wins at the start, you need some points just to, while you're organising them, while you know fitting new players in. You know, we were a bit. At times we let Rochdale have a bit of play which they shouldn't have had on Saturday if we'd have been tightly organised. But because we've got Angell in the team and Lee Novak and they're new players, they're not where they should be. It's not their fault. It just takes a bit of time to get them in the right place, and things that people can't see from the side of the pitch. But we know... when we're organised, the ball goes in a different direction if we stand in the right place when we've lost it. Mm. So all little things like throw-ins and things and free kicks and corners, they have to learn all them. And that's why it takes time. So what he needed really, Neil, was like 3 wins. Mm. That gives you 6 weeks to get them all organised. So he'll feel a bit under pressure now with the results to get the team like he wants it to do, but it takes time. You know, that sometimes it can take you 2-3 years.
And you've had a little bit of time this week. I know it's only a week, and you've mentioned about Novak not particularly being involved, but to work with Angel Martinez for this extra time to get him assimilated into the squad must have been good.
Yeah, and we've won one and drawn one, and he does it simple. He stands in the right place in the pitch when he reads danger, and he's done well. He's got a good attitude. Unselfish player.
So Millwall always a tough place to go to, but I'm sure it's as usual a game you're relishing.
Yeah, we've had all week to prepare, and we're getting closer to the game now. And I've just said to the boys, just make sure we're right mentally, we're focused, and we know what we're expecting. I've shown them, told them what to expect from Millwall. We've had them watched, and we've got obviously all the games, and we've picked out bits and shown them what they're up against tactically. And we've got a plan, and hopefully we can go there and they can play with the freedom they've been playing with and the football they've been playing, because I'm enjoying watching it at the minute. We're playing really well.